Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Fresh off of, well, it's SHOT Show, and he goes every year. Normally, when things are going really well for me, I have breakfast with him or something, and didn't get to do that this year. But joining me once again is the writer that is the biggest writer in the gun space. And he, you can find a lot of his stuff at Ammo Land, where he's the most prolific of the writers. He is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here after a busy week at the SHOT Show.
Now, do you normally get sick at SHOT Show?
Just last year, it seems like.
Yeah.
I definitely was not at my peak last year at SHOT Show. This year is a lot better.
Well, the reason I ask is because it seems like a lot of people manage to not get sick at SHOT Show.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I think you and I both had some kind of bug. And for me, I think it was actually turned out to be COVID because the symptoms were sort of like that. And, you know, I felt pretty crummy and didn't feel much like eating or doing much of anything except sleep for a few days after I got back home. But then I was better, and it was okay.
So the one of the exhibitors there was the ATF.
Yes, and I actually, the people at Ammoland, specifically Freddie Real, asked that I cover this ATF presentation. Apparently there were several different ones, and this one I thought was going to be about the new rule, but it wasn't. It was only peripheral to that. It was about what has happened and is happening in the National Firearms Act division of the ATF. Now, I worked in big bureaucracies, particularly Department of Defense, for about 30 years, and this is just classic a bureaucratic presentation. I mean, nobody likes to air their dirty laundry in public, and bureaucrats are no different. So when they get to make up a presentation, it's going to be how wonderful they are and how the problem, whatever problems exist, are not their fault. And if you only give us more money and resources, we can fix things. And that's pretty much what this presentation was. And I'm not saying that any of that is false. It's just the way bureaucrats operate. They're not going to say, oh, so-and-so in our department did some really nasty stuff, and you might be hearing about it in the press soon. They're just not going to present that information because it isn't in their interest to do so. And I'm not saying there's anything really bad going on in the NFA division. I'm just saying that is the way official presentations work. Now, I asked some questions about stabilizing pistol braces, but they really weren't prepared to cover them in this briefing. But there was a, you know, an ATF attorney and some other people there, and they came up to me afterwards and talked about it. I have to say it wasn't super enlightening, but, you know, that's just the way this this new rule is so convoluted and conditional and in general not the greatest thought out. But saying that, there were some very interesting things that were presented in this presentation, particularly the number of applications to the NFA, National Firearms Act Division. So this is the National Firearms Act that covers short-barrel rifles, short-barrel shotguns, suppressors, silencers, same thing, machine guns, let's see, and any other weapon, and there's some miscellaneous stuff they do, you know, manufacturing permits if you're going to start a business and a bunch of different stuff that has to do with NFA. From what I have researched, the vast majority of applications are for transfer of silencers and a smaller numbers for making them. And those numbers were normally reported in the Firearms Commerce in the United States report, which is done once a year. But for whatever reason, I haven't been able to get current numbers of the applications or the tax stamps that have been purchased for silencers. I mean, we have them about as late as 2020, and then I just haven't seen them. And various explanations were given, but talking to people who are in the know, it appears that for whatever reason, they're just not reporting those figures. But in this presentation, they reported the total number of applications that were processed. And as I said, most of those are for silencers. And in the last 2 years, it appears there's probably over 1 million more legal silencers added to the overall stock in the United States. And it was 2.6 million before. So it's almost certain it's over 3.6 million now. And I think that's a very conservative estimate on the low side. There could be 4 million in the U.S. right now. We just don't know because the numbers have not been reported. Now, people who were at the briefing, officials from ATF, assured me that a report is going to come out probably in March, which is only 2 months away. Not even quite 2 months, but when it comes out in March, we don't know. And that will have some numbers that I'm looking for in it. So we will see. But they did have these numbers of applications, and that's a pretty good proxy for the number of legal silencers that have a tax stamp in the United States. Well, yes, and I say legal because who knows how many extra legal silencers are. Nobody knows. Silencers are simple devices. They're easy to make, and more firearms are being produced with threaded barrels, which makes them extra easy to put on a firearm. I'm going to mention it. What the heck? There are water bottles out there, aluminum water bottles generally. I think I've seen some in stainless steel too. And it's been well known that you can put a liter or 2 liter soda bottle and tape it on the end of a .22, and it makes a fairly effective suppressor for a .22. That's been around for many decades.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold up. We're coming up on the first break because I'm looking at some of these numbers, and I want to ask you if you actually ask them about them, because I'm going to be doing this here very shortly. But this article that we're referencing right now, this is at Ammo Land. It was published today. Well, it was published on the 23rd. Let's put it that way. It was published on the 23rd, and, you know, some of these forms, you look at them, and it doesn't take very long to, based upon what it says, it doesn't take long to process them. Some of these, well, it takes a bit. So we'll get a little more information from Mr. Weingarten when we get back. This article is there, like 2,100 plus more from Dean at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten And the ATF was at SHOT Show.
Yes.
Pleading the case that, you know, help us get... What was their goal? What were they trying to get? They
said, well, at the briefing that I went to, where they were not focused on the new rule, essentially, they were saying, look, we're required by law to process these forms. And we're getting more in than we ever had. I mean, the numbers are doubling and doubling and doubling. And we just don't have the staff to get them all out the door quickly. I mean, we're trying as hard as we can. People are working overtime. They're really working hard to process these forms. They just can't get them out fast enough to get the backlog down. That's pretty much what they were saying. And there's justice in that. Most people do not realize, at least I don't think they do, that when you pay that $200 tax, it does not go to the BATF. It goes directly into the Treasury. And so if the BATF processes double the number of forms, they do not get double the resources to process those forms. And so the number of people who've been applying has been going up. And as I look at the curve, it's pretty close to an exponential curve. And the numbers that they showed, for example, was in 2019, almost 343,000 applications were processed. Now, that's a large number. And it was huge compared to what was processed in earlier years. But in 2020, that was up to 512,000. And then 2021, 546,000. In 2022, over 700,000, more than twice what it had been in 2019. So the ATF has to get appropriations from Congress to hire more people, and it's a slow process. Having worked in the federal bureaucracy, I can tell you it is slow. And then they have to get them trained, and then they have to get them up to speed. So when we have greater and greater numbers of people, and yeah, you know, $200 isn't what it was. And I saw this guy with a suppressor on a rifle out at the range, and wow, it was great. And so then they apply, and it takes them almost a year, 9 months to a year, to get their application to purchase a suppressor on a Form 4. Well, it's ridiculous, but that's what it is. And the ATF in this presentation was the saying, look, it's not our fault. We can't just magically do this. We have to have resources to do it. Now, in my opinion, the best solution would be to just take suppressors out of the NFA. You know, just take them out. I think I can say this without much problem.
Right.
I have good sources who tell me that inside the ATF, they would like to take suppressors out of the NFA because it is a huge headache for them. I've also heard they want to get rid of short barrel rifles and shotguns from the NFA. But that's not what this administration, the Biden administration, wants. So how you accomplish that is a little less certain. There are maybe ways to do it, and I know there are going to be attempts to do it using the Bruin decision. So I cannot easily predict how that's going to go. But I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 2 to 5 years, either suppressors or short barrel rifles and shotguns get removed from the NFA because they make no sense. I mean, there's no logical reason for them to be there. They've never made any sense. And so at some point, I think there's a good chance that they will be removed. Now, to talk a little bit about the new rule where they're classifying millions of people who have purchased pistol braces as now being required to register one or more firearms as short-barreled rifles. And they're saying that they will not charge the $200 tax. As a writer who has a couple of these pistol braces just in the course of ordinary, you know, what I do, writing about stuff, and
right.
building some things. And, you know, I very likely will apply. Now, I never actually put the braces on, you know, just because I wasn't doing that. But I think I will very likely apply just because I want to know how it works. Now, I already have suppressors, so I've gone through the process and I'm in the system, so it's not much as much of a problem for me. But I have some of the pistol braces. I might just do it just to see what happens. I mean, somebody has to do it, so since I'm a writer and write about this stuff, it seems like I would have a logical reason to do it. And maybe, you know, it might be worthwhile to have a short-barreled rifle, a legal short-barreled rifle on the books. Although there's so many stupidities with the whole setup in the NFA that it's hard to say that it makes any sense at all.
So you have a screen grab of some forms on here. It says Form 1,
right.
30 days, and these are e-forms. Form 1 for paper, 45 days. So Form 1 right. is the one we're going to have to fill out for the short-barreled rifle, right?
Correct. And what I'm hearing, and I heard this, that you know they sort of mentioned it. There wasn't much on it, was that they're going to have to set up a separate unit just to handle these form ones for short barrel.
I'm
rifles.
Sure. So the form four
because
now
it's huge numbers.
Form four is the suppressors.
That's where somebody a commercial manufacturer makes a suppressor, and they are going to sell it to you.
And that takes 270 days.
Yes, 9 months. Nine, and that's the electronic form.
Yeah.
It's 315 days on a paper form.
Yeah,
it's just silly. But when you look at the numbers,
well, now that just brings another question. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, we're coming up on the next break. This is a fascinating story, simply because a lot of us, some of us, are going to be using this thing. I mean, I'm not going to jeopardize becoming a prohibited person so I can sit back and stick my chest out and go, "Well, I will not comply," because I want to live to fight another day. So. That's what I think I'm going to do when they finally publish this. But talking to Dean Weingarten, this article is at Ammoland.com along with 2,100 plus other articles. That's hard to say. Well over 2,100 articles. That's what I should say. From just him at Ammoland.com and the other writers that are there as well. Go check them out. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The White House is urging peaceful protests ahead of the release of footage showing the traffic stop in Memphis that led to the death of Tyre Nichols.
As the Department of Justice conducts a full investigation and state authorities continue their work, the president has joined Tyre's family in calling for protests to remain peaceful.
Wall Street is closing out the week with gains. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 28 points to 33,978. The S&P 500 added added 10 points to 4070. The Nasdaq rose 109 points to 11621. Former Vice President Pence is reacting after classified documents were found at his Indiana home.
This was an unfortunate development.
The Department of Justice and FBI have launched a probe into the documents, how they ended up at Pence's home, former President Trump's, and President Biden's. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Just got back from SHOT Show where he went to the ATF booth. And I'm looking at this. Now, was this like a form they had up on the wall or what? This average
person? Well, what it was is they had a meeting hall that they had reserved. And then there was a dais with a podium on it. And then the lady who I believe heads up the NFA division was up there speaking to us, and there were screens, large screens, on both sides of this dais, and they put up these slideshow. And the slide, it wasn't very many slides. I think it was only like 6 or 7 slides that they put up. And that's what they were. And I would have to say, the acoustics were really terrible. They had no loudspeaker system. And it's a big room. And I mean, I had to really strain to hear. I had my little digital recorder out, but I just don't know how much it got because although it is a really good little digital recorder, it was really hard to hear the presentation at times. But it was easy enough to read the slides. And after the first couple of minutes, the speaker actually got better. She seemed to learn to project a little more and you could hear her better. But, so it was in one of the meeting rooms on the level 5 of the expo center there. It wasn't hard to find. I was surprised there were so few people there. I don't think there were 20 people in attendance at this session.
Well, you know, See, on the one hand, I think with any of these institutions, we only know what we hear they're going to do. I have never personally met an ATF agent. And I'm not saying, and you know what, the ATF needs to be dissolved. Would you agree with that? Their function today,
Well, most of what they do should be eliminated. I think that most of what they do now is deal with silencers and short-barreled rifles and tactics. And those should clearly be taken out of the NFA. And then I think, what we probably will get, and I can't say it's going to go this way, but this is the way I would bet, is there'll be a court case saying that the 1986 law that banned any further manufacturing of machine guns for ordinary citizens is unconstitutional, and they have to allow the process of going through the ATF to get them. That'll probably be retained. And so there are some things. I mean, we've had alcohol has been federally regulated forever in this country.
Relatively stable industry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been around. I mean, and there's been federal regulations on it for, I think we had the first, what was it called? There was an uprising in across the mountains when George Washington was president or just before. And that was all about the tax that had been put on alcohol.
Right.
So there's a long, long history that that some things can be regulated by a excise tax. And that's tobacco and alcohol are two of those. So I think the ATF will at least be around for tobacco and alcohol. And I suspect it'll be kept for things that are pretty uncommon, like grenades. You know, explosive, what they call destructive devices, because they're just not in common use. And the Supreme Court has ruled that the Second Amendment protects things that are, quote, in common use. So we don't have, nobody has to worry about whether or not nuclear weapons are protected by the Second Amendment, because the way the Supreme Court has interpreted things, it'll say, well, they're not in common use by ordinary people. Now, automatic weapons is kind of an in-between category. It's hard to know exactly what will happen. That will probably stay in there at least for a good while. But I think suppressors and short-barreled rifles and shotguns will probably end up being taken out.
Well, I
because
mean,
they're in common use.
Right. So with I know that overseas, like in Britain, you have to jump through a series of flaming hoops to get the gun. But it's almost required to have a suppressor, and you can buy those at like the equivalent of an Ace Hardware store, right?
It was very easy to do in Great Britain, but I think they've in the last few years, you have to now show your gun license in order to buy a suppressor.
But it used to be
you just could buy one, you know.
But it's still over the counter, yeah.
Yeah, and then in New Zealand, I don't know, they were talking about imposing more difficulty. I think there you have to show that you have a firearms license. But it used to be any 12-year-old could walk in with cash into a hardware store and walk out with a suppressor in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it was that way for a good while in Norway as well. And in general, the Europeans say, well, if we trust you with a gun, it's really a good idea to have these suppressors. They cut down on noise pollution. They're a great safety device. You know, your neighbor doesn't complain. And, it's better for hunting. I was surprised to learn that they're very easily obtained in South Africa and that they're very commonly used for hunting there.
Now, in these other countries, do they have any sort of rules or laws pertaining to the dreaded short-barreled rifle? Does it matter?
Oh, it really varies quite a bit, but I don't see much for things like, you know, a separate category of short-barreled rifles versus pistols. What I see is that if something is, it's mostly either deemed concealable or not. So here we have pistols are constitutionally protected, and rifles and shotguns are constitutionally protected. But if you have something that is sort of in between them, they have all these ridiculous regulations on it. And I, you can't logically support that. And I kind of, I have to admit, I was having a little fun with the ATF representatives there at this briefing because I said, well, you know, the Attorney General's representative said that we have the short-barreled rifles are there because they're so powerful compared to a regular pistol. I said, so is there some kind of power factor in here? And, of course, there isn't. There never has been, and they just had to, you know, look a little sheepish and like say, well, you know, that's something he said, and, you know, trying to wiggle and not appear too foolish. Because, of course, a rifle with a 15-inch barrel, you know, made to fire 22 shorts, is heavily regulated, whereas a pistol in 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum, which is more powerful than many center-fire rifles and as powerful as most shotguns, is not heavily regulated. So power has really nothing to do with it. It's really silly.
Right. So
they, you know, just talk hard for these guys. They're in, you know, I used to be a bureaucrat, so I can kind of get inside their head.
Okay.
And, it, you know, from their point of view, look, we're being asked to do this really stupid stuff, but it's our job. You know,
I'll have to ask you this in the next segment. I'll have to ask you because this is my biggest question about this because I'm going to probably just go through the process when as soon as they publish it, I'm going to file. And when that happens, you know, I know what they say. But anyway, this article, which we've been discussing, which is going to impact a lot of us. I think, 4 million of us. So
probably.
It's at Ammoland. You can go take a look at that. It opens a few eyes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and as it normally happens with him, we've gotten on something that I thought was a sort of a nothing burger, but at the same time, it's very intriguing. Since you have worked in a bureaucratic structure, I guess,
right,
is the way to put it. So I go and I fill out the Form 1. And I become a legal short-barreled rifle. I'm going to presume that if these were to be thrown out of the NFA, there is, you know, it'll just be, well, it's no longer in the NFA, so we don't really regulate these anymore. That'll be it, right?
I think that'll happen. However, once you're in the system, they're not going to just destroy all the NFA stuff. I don't think you will be legally liable for anything if they remove short-barreled rifles from the NFA, but don't expect them to destroy all the information you gave them.
Right.
They'll probably just keep it. Now, it really brings up some interesting stuff.
Well,
now, I think they will remove the NFA without going through a Supreme Court case. And if that happens, once the Supreme Court rules a law is unconstitutional, then it's supposedly says it's been unconstitutional forever. But that's not necessarily the case if they decide to remove it. I don't think they could prosecute anybody who already had an NFA tax stamp. What they would just say is nobody has to pay tax stamps in the future, and, you know, we don't have to register them anymore. So that's what I think will happen. And I did run across something else. There is a rule. Of course, who knows how many hundreds of thousands of rules there are in the IRS code. But there's a rule that if you declare something, you know, tax-wise and send it in as part of the code, and this was in relation to the National Firearms Act, that you then cannot be criminally prosecuted for what you sent in. So that's good to know. So that means that if you're applying to pay this tax for a short-barreled rifle or a shotgun,
right,
that the information can't be used, or let's say it is not legally permissible to use the information to prosecute you.
Do we?
And
now,
hopefully, in
your observations of this, since you have a few of these items, Have you ever heard of them coming down on somebody that has a legally registered item, suppressor, short-barreled rifle, fully automatic weapon? Has anybody ever abused that?
I've seen a couple of cases where somebody was legally licensed to manufacture, and they got information that he wasn't following the rules properly, and they got prosecuted. I have not seen where somebody had an illegal item that had, you know, that they had legally registered as per the law, and then they came and prosecuted them. In fact, I've seen just the opposite, in the sense that normally when they're talking about going after someone for an illegal silencer, they first check to see if he's ever applied to have a legal silencer. And if they find that he's applied or paid the tax, then they tend to just drop it. Because it's a lot of work for nothing. I mean, if somebody went to all the trouble to apply and pay this $200 tax, and that's in the records, and somebody else says, hey, I saw this guy with a silencer at the range, or he was out hunting and he had a silencer, or you know, that kind of thing. Well, he's got a legal silencer. We're not going to go further. That's what I have seen when I've been writing about this and researching it.
So
that kind of makes sense.
Last question I got on this stuff. Now, nobody's been able to answer. Well, actually, I have two. I don't know if you... And let's do the hard one first. So are you aware of something called a Roni?
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's like a it's a brace. It's actually an enclosure you stick a Glock pistol into, and then it gives you something to put against your shoulder, and it gives you two or three.
Yeah, I do recall seeing a picture of that, and there those sorts of things have been around for a while.
So
they're not something really new.
Right, but they have pistol braces on them. They have stabilizing braces on them.
It's kind of like that. I mean, You have to hold the pistol against this item to keep the two together.
Right.
You know, with your hand.
Well, I mean,
and
it has
they
a bracket.
They work just like a shoulder stock on a pistol, except it's not actually attached to the pistol.
Well, it's actually, with the one I have, it slots into the serrations on the slide, and it locks in behind, locks in underneath the, underneath.
Oh, well, if it locks in, then it, probably different than what I'm thinking of. I just have not intimately examined those.
I will have to send you a picture of one. I will send you a picture of one.
But I have seen somewhere they're open to the side and you slip it in and then your hand holds them in. And then some are open in the front and you slip them from the front to the back and your hand holds them.
This one you go in from the bottom. But here's my thing. It doesn't have a serial number. Nothing on it is a gun. This is simply an enclosure to hold a gun and give it more points of contact. So,
right.
And so does that mean that if it has a pistol stabilizing brace, we have to register it as a short barreled rifle? And does that mean that then your Glock 19 gets reclassified as a short barreled rifle?
Right. Most of these, I don't think, have any serial numbers on them. And so what you are actually registering is the firearm that's associated with the brace.
Right, which is a pistol.
Right. So that pistol will then be legally become a short-barreled rifle, which means you can put a short shoulder stock on it, and it won't be illegal. But it also means you can use it as a pistol. It's not prohibited from being used as a pistol. What's kind of bizarre is the way the law is worded. It's okay if you have a rifle that has a long barrel on it, to remove the stock and put a pistol stock on it in a short barrel and if you have a pistol, it's legal to put a longer barrel and a stock on it and make it into a rifle, and you don't need any tax as long as the barrel's more than 16 inches and the overall length is 26. But it's illegal to take something that starts off as a pistol and make it into a rifle. But if you think about it, the major purpose of the law is to keep things from becoming concealable So when you're adding stuff to a pistol, you're making it less concealable. You'd think that would be something they would want in the law.
I just
so none of this makes much sense.
No, yeah, none of it makes any sense. The other question I have is, since we're in this period right now where they've decided that these pistol configurations with a stabilizing brace is a short-barreled rifle, while I in this window of amnesty, what is to prevent me from just sticking a regular stock on that if I'm going to form one before I do it? Since I'm in this amnesty period, what is
it? Well, as far as I can tell, and this new rule is voluminous, I think it's either 187 or 287 pages. It's huge. They want you to submit pictures of the brace that you had before they started this new rule. And I think what they're saying is just a regular stock need not apply.
Okay.
So they're trying to limit it to actual pistol braces that were marketed as pistol braces.
Right.
And that makes it really difficult because they don't have serial numbers. And how do you know? And is somebody supposed to dig up their old
receipt?
And submit that. We've
run out of time like we do, so we'll do this again later on this week. I'm glad you're back. I missed you last week.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be back on the show. We will talk again.
Oh, yeah. And we'll probably, there's been some other bear stuff come up. I'm sure you've seen it. We haven't had a chance to talk about it, of course, but, you know, anyway. Thank you for joining me tonight, and I'll talk to you later on. And as far as me and you and the rest of us, back again in 11 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.